जय सचिनंदन जय सचिनंदन जय सचिनंदन गौर हरि जय सचिनंदन जय सचिनंदन सचिनंदन गौर हरि जय सचिनंदन जय सचिनंदन जय 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 सचिनंदन गौर हरि हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे राम कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare मनसि मिदन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमला श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरिर्नाम हरिर्नाम हरिर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय प्रभुपाद की जय। इसकान युद्ध फोरम की गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सिंबल डिवोटीज और स्टूडेंट्स। What to do? Krishna exists. God exists. And he is the one behind this today's program that we have here. We'll get together with some of his devotees, some of the devotees of God. Those who do not know much more about God, they just say God, God, but we call him Krishna because we know that God has name. Many names. The principal name is Krishna. So, and that Krishna is cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam, including this morning's program, this happening here, the event, certainly. How could God not be the cause of this program, this get-together also? So Krishna exists, then you also exist. Again, he is the cause of our existence. He must be. Who else? And then, you exist in the form, in the shape, which is kind of mysterious. Your form is very mystical, confidential, a secret that even you don't know your own IDs, identities. And that ID is your spirit souls, you are Atma. Amaivansho, Jivaloke, Jivabhuta, Sanatana. So that is your real identification. And that ID has a form. If you had a spiritual camera, you could take photographs of Atma. And that ID, that personality, that form is very closely connected with Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are very dear to him. Krishna, that is Krishna, is very, very dear, or to him and to whom all the living entities are very dear. All the living entities are very dear to him. And because he is very kind, he has arranged this program. Series of programs, this is one of those series of get-togethers and encounters with some other devotees of Krishna. Hare Krishnas or Krishna devotees. The Lord is kind. And He knows. Well, He knows that you are not and you cannot be also happy. If you are not happy, you cannot be happy in this existence. Krishna knows that. Because He is the creator of this existence. Again, He is the cause of this existence. And He has already declared that this existence is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This existence is dukkhalaya. And very much temporary. God knows everything, including the nature of His creation. So He knows you are, we all are not happy. We cannot be happy in this existence which is full of suffering. So, when He comes, He also comes here to this material world. And He doesn't become material, He doesn't become mundane. He remains what He is. He remains transcendental to this world. Of this world, in this world, but not of this world, you see. Lord comes, when He comes, He is in this world, but He is not of this world. You understand this? He is not of this world. He belongs to another world. He comes in here, but He always belongs to another world. Although this world belongs to Him, but He doesn't take much interest in here in matter of His residence, making His residence in this world. He always remains eternally in His own abode. Haribo. Premanande Hari Hari Bhava. And then he sends Nidra Devi to forget Him, ignore Him. When we ignore Him. He's such an ignorant person. He's such an ignorant person. So ultimately, ignorant of what? Ignorant of Krishna. Ignorant of God. He's ignoring. Sometimes I was right there, but He just ignored me. He just ignores me every time I'm around. I was in that party, I was right there, but He just ignored me. He's trying to make you understand the meaning of this ignore. He's ignorant, He ignores me. So, what are we ignorant of in this world is ignorance of the Lord. And we are ignoring Him all the time. Although He is around, He visits or although His own abode is eternally in the spiritual kingdom, He also stations Himself in this world for the purpose of basically to reclaim the souls, His parts and parcels, His devotees. There's a sole purpose of God's coming into this world or God's residing in this world or God's residing in our hearts or God's residing in different forms in this world. The sole purpose is to rectify our mentality. Our sole purpose is to, He would like to expose Himself to those who are ignoring Him. Or He's around here to remind us, oh, I exist. Do you remember me? I exist. I'm your very dear friend. Don't you remember me? So to remind us that He exists and to remind us that we all belong to Him and to remind us that we are spirit souls, parts and parcels of Him. To remind Him that He cannot be happy here. So He comes to give lessons. Happy, happy we shall be when we learn our ABC, they say. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the teachings of Krishna in the form of Bhagavad Gita, this is like a foundational knowledge. This ABC of this spiritual subject matters. So ABC doesn't mean it is not very important. ABC is always important. Whether it is a student doing his KG. We never went to KG and now there's KG and this and that. All this is going on. During our days, at least where I was brought up in the villages, there was no KG. And KG ke pehle bhi kuch hota hai. LKG also. And this and that so many things. In my village, even the parents would bring their children to the school, and teacher would ask, "How old is he?" "He's 6 years old." "No, it's too early. Come next year." At the age of 7, they would admit children into the school. But now they are starting his education, so-called education. And in fact, they teach you the ways and means to ignore God. Forget God. We don't care for Him. This is, you are God. Not exactly in those terms. But we are the controllers. I'm God. They don't say I'm God, but we are the controllers. That's God. We are the enjoyers, that's God. We are the exploiters, we are God. We are knowledgeable, we are God. This is God, one controller, knowledgeable, and this and that. So people, this education, forget God. Compete with God. So this is ignoring, this is ignorance. So this way, in the name of knowledge, what is taught is ignorance. Ignorance is cultivated. Every day you go to school and higher school and high school and then 12th and then overseas education also. Layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. Every day you are being distanced from God. Away from God. Away from God. Away from God. Well, closer to Maya, that is away from God. Every step taken closer to Maya, there is another step away from God. Going in the middle, midst of Maya, so that Krishna cannot even access you. You are so absorbed and captured and bound and by Maya that... You don't remember Krishna. You think you don't need Krishna. Who has seen Krishna, God? So this is the education which is described, I think, in Upanishads called Atmaha, the killer of the soul. The present education is killer of the soul. It kills the soul, the spirit soul. Of course, the soul cannot be cut and killed. That is also our understanding. But at least they try to cover over the soul. Another layer, another cover, another package with all the glitter of this existence, all the dazzling nature that they create, and they want to get attracted to that, like a moth, you know, little creature, called moth. Moth is attracted. Patanga is attracted by the fire. And what happens? Swaha just kills, commits suicide that way, kills his existence, ends his own existence as he's attracted by that glitter and dazzle. So, the kingdom of God without God, this is Prabhupada's statement, very famous statement. Everyone is busy creating kingdom of God without God. Why do you need God? What for? I am God. I am God. So kingdom of God without God. So... Krishna is kind. And so he comes. And he returns. He also stays here in the form of the deities. Radha Govindeva ki. Yeah. It comes in the form of Radha Govindeva. Takes avatar and comes and stays in Noida. I'm going to stay in Noida. Lord makes his residence in Noida. I'm going to be resident of Noida. And because he comes to Vrindavan and he's always there, as another something to understand that Vrindavan is Vrindavan, Lord resides eternally. Even now is there. And that Vrindavan is not different from Golok Vrindavan. So he's residing. And then he comes and he speaks. Opens his heart. Confidentially he speaks to Arjuna. But that speech was meant for everyone in this material world. He's addressing one person, but in fact Lord is thinking of every single, at least he's thinking of human, well, the souls in human bodies, embodied, soul is embodied by 8,400,000 varieties of bodies, embodied, and then the human body, embodied. So Lord is at least, because the humans are only party that is capable of understanding Krishna, understanding his message. So he spoke to Arjuna, but he meant to speak to each one of us. So then that speech is also made available to be read every day by newer and newer generation after generation after generation. They could read and hear and understand the message of the Lord. So that kind Lord makes all these arrangements. That kind Lord also, he appears in the form of his holy name. This is incarnation of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is Lord's incarnation, avatar. He descends in this existence, especially in this age of Kali, in the form of his holy name. What for? Again, to communicate with us, to contact us, to touch us. Lord wants to touch us. We could touch him with medium of this holy name of the Lord. And this, the touch, the soul could touch the Supreme Soul. In fact, Supreme Soul is the holy name. Supreme Soul, Supreme Personality of Godhead is this holy name, is Supreme Personality of Godhead. His holy name is Bhagavan. And the living entity is Bhakta. Living entity, the spirit soul within these bodies is a Bhakta. And then Bhakta and Bhagavan are connected. There's a communication through bhakti, through devotion. As one chants with attention and with devotion, and chants and hears, there's a communication, there's a yoga, there's a link. Established. So, so we are not behind or the cause of this program. Don't blame us. Those parents who are blaming probably these Hare Krishnas are the cause of distracting our children. No, it's a God, it's Krishna. Well, this is his arrangement. amongst all those different arrangements we mentioned, his advent into this world and his speaking Bhagavad Gita, or his appearing in the form of the deities or in the form of the holy name, then he also sends his devotees, or he revives Krishna consciousness of spirit souls, devotees, or they become devotees. And when they become devotees, they are empowered, they are further empowered by the Lord to convert, so to speak, convert others also to this path. The others also become Krishna conscious. Lord gives this inspiration. This is Lord's arrangement. This is the Lord's mission. Lord's arrangement. Not accident, but arrangement. This get together here is not accident. It is a whole arrangement. And Krishna is behind this. So Krishna is making these arrangements. He has founded this Hare Krishna movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Its foundation, its existence, its propagation, which is taking place all over the world. This is all Krishna's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kind arrangement. Hare Krishna. So, we should not be held responsible. It is Krishna who is responsible. This is his arrangement. Sankirtanaika Pitaro, he is a founding father of this Hare Krishna movement, and he's inspiring, empowering, directing the devotees, leaders of this Hare Krishna movement to contact, directing them to other souls. Well, especially those souls whose time has come. This Hare Krishna idea's time has come. They say, this idea's time has come. All the Hare Krishna movement in this form, some other form, has always existed and is existing now. Not that everyone is going to come this way, or Hare Krishna way, towards Hare Krishna. Only some are going to come. Manushanam sahasreshu kasid yatati siddhai. Out of thousands and thousands, only handful are going to come in the direction of these Hare Krishnas or Radha Krishna. And the reason being, why only those? Because their time has come. Because they are gone through. Bahunam janmanam ante. Bahunam janmanam ante. Jnanavan mam prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Samahatma sudurlabaha. Krishna said. So you are coming, those who are coming to Krishna now, because they had been coming. In previous many lives they had been coming, closer, 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 closer. And now closest, maybe right there. So they are on the path. there's an evolution of consciousness. There's an evolution, there's an elevation in Krishna consciousness also. So those who are elevated, their time has come. And they are going to take to this Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
He started this Founder Acharya, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he was preaching in India also. And he was appealing to the parents. Oh, how many children do you have? I have 5 children. Give me one. Those days, 5 or even dozen were allowed. To have dozen children was a normal thing. Huh? Now, hum do, hamare, ek, acha do bhi nahi. Wo bhi jamana. Just think of the past. Hum do, hamare do, aisa chalta tha, scooter ke piche likhte the. But there was time. Ashtaputra saubhagyavati. May you have 8 children. This was very common. So during Prabhupada, that's like 100 years, 150 years ago, there was no limit. And there was no need. Things were, lot of supply was there. Krishna or Krishna's earth, bhumi was providing. Vasundhara, called Vasundhara, means the holder or bearer of the wealth. Vasu means wealth. Vasundhara. And the earth is still holding, but not releasing that wealth in different forms. Because not happy with her offsprings. We are children of earth. Dharti Mata. Prithvi Mata. Not happy with us, so she is not releasing. She is just hiding and withheld, holding on. Like a cow sometimes, there's a milk in the udder, the udder of the cow. But especially if there's no calf, calf is taken away, they don't let calf to drink the milk, enjoy the milk. The human beings, instead of feeding the calf, or calf getting the due share, quota, they ban the calf from drinking. They want to drink, they want to exploit. The cow is not very happy with this strategy. So that time, although there's a milk, she doesn't let it go. She just holds on to the milk. This is example. Likewise, the earth has all the riches, all the wealth, all, but not happy with the quality of her children or their consciousness. Their attitude is not very good. They're trying to exploit the earth. Anyway, there's another topic. I don't want to open up that topic. Cutting the forest. It's like a making earth naked. These forests are like a, sometimes the poets describe, like a sari. Mother Earth is wearing sari. And look at the embroidery, nice, beautiful varieties of flowers and this and that. So this is like a, this cutting trees, deforestation. This is very similar to that attempt of Dushyasan to do what? Disrobe Draupadi. And the outcome of course was that Dushyasan lost his life for that attempt of trying to disrobe Draupadi, or with intention of enjoying, exploiting Hari Hari Babu. So that's also happening. We are suffering more because our attitude towards Mother Earth is not a right attitude. We're trying to exploit, enjoy, and spoil. As a result, Earth is developing some temperature. Global warming. It's 4 degrees now. In the term, there's a 4 degrees increase. 4 degrees have increased. So, she has developed fever. Not happy with her children. And that's why she is not supplying. Otherwise, there is no shortage. She has all the riches in the stock. Excuse me. So, Srila Prabhupada, if founder of this Hare Krishna movement, he was approaching parents. So, you have so many children, 5 children, give me one. But no one even gave one son in India. He oppressed so many ladies and gentlemen. No one responded. Then he also was advertising when he was in Jhansi, the advertisement in the newspapers. Students wanted, young men wanted. I'll train them. I'll make them brahmanas. Excuse me. The men of better quality. Hare Krishna. Try this. And you can't do anything. You can't do anything with what I'm going through. Just bear with me. So he wanted some youngsters to step forward, join him. And then he also wanted to send them all over the world to propagate the truth. Preach the culture. Of Bharat Varsha and Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Dharma, you could give different names. He wanted to propagate this holy name, which is a but there was no response. And then of course he was pankha thoda band kar sakte thodi samay ke liye. Yeah, kam se kam ye band karo. Stop this one. Yeah, let's just stop this one. Let's try. And then he also was asked or ordered by his spiritual master, go to the West and preach Krishna consciousness in English language there. So that is what he ultimately did. He was preparing lifetime in Krishna, lifetime preparation, lifetime in preparation, right, lifetime in preparation. Almost 80% of his life he prepared, preparing. And then he went to the West and he propagated Krishna consciousness there. And there was very good response there. There was no need, of course. There was no need to approach the parents. Please give me your son or give me your daughter. Because so many sons and daughters of American soil, they had abandoned their parents. They had left their families. And they were wandering. They're wandering aimlessly, looking for alternative. They had everything at their disposal to enjoy. They had a kingdom of God. They had kingdom of God. Residential palaces. They were residing in palaces. The gardens and the cars and whatnot. They could drink, they could take. But none of that had satisfied them. Matter cannot satisfy the soul, the spirit. Spirit cannot be satisfied with the matter. It cannot feed the matter to the soul. The souls were starving. The souls are souls. Where souls are Indian bodies or American bodies or whichever was. Souls are souls. Soul could only take soul. Enjoy eat or drink the spirit. You can only feed the spirit to the spirit. You cannot feed matter to the spirit. So Prabhupada, you're looking for, is there some way out? Is this all the life? Is this? And they're all frustrated. Looking beyond that kingdom of God. Is any other kingdom? Is this the kingdom? Is this American kingdom? Is there something beyond? Something better? Some alternative? And then around that time, when they were looking, when time had come of so many souls in American bodies, when their time had come, to find the spirit, the supreme spirit, find God, meet God, get connected with God. The time had come and nothing mundane was making them happy. And then Srila Prabhupada presented Krishna consciousness. And then as a result, they all became happy. Even hippies became happies. Anyway, some of you don't even know what is hippie, which I will not explain, but other day when on a morning, during morning walk, one of you, I don't know who, when I mentioned is hippies became happies, that Bhakta said, what is hippie? What is meant by hippie? Probably That is from another generation. You probably... Good that you don't know. You don't have to know. It's a good thing to know what is hippie. But hippies became happies. That much you could know. And then when so many American boys and girls were joining Srila Prabhupada, then those parents were not very happy with what was happening to their children. And then there was a court case in New York, a big case against Hare Krishna movement, against this Swami, Indian Swami. He has brainwashed our children. Brainwashing charges against Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He has brainwashed anyway, Prabhupada's one response was, well, you made their brains dirty and I did the washing. So, what is the charge? Why are you penalizing me? You should be rewarding me for this brainwashing that I did. I did cleansing job. So those parents were not the first ones to accuse Mahatma or a devotee. And Daksha had done the same thing long, long time ago. When Narad Muni had done the preaching, Narad Muni preached to 10,000 sons of Daksha. Daksha means expert. And he was expert in producing children. He was Prajapati. In fact, that was his duty to also produce a lot of children. So when Narad Muni did the talking, preaching, that was a program. Then Narad Muni also was accused by Daksha. He was calling all ill names, bad names. This is there in Bhagavatam. The description you can read. Gali de rahe the Narad Muni. And he ultimately, Daksha also cursed Narad Muni. Did I curse you? Curse you? What is the curse? Daksha said, I curse you so that you can't stay in one place more than 3 days. And when Narad Muni heard this, he said, this is not a curse. It's a blessing. I'm very happy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I can go to more places. From place to place to place to place I could go. Chanting the glories of the Lord. I thank you for such a curse, such a curse. So Srila Prabhupada also used to say that now every temple Srila Prabhupada went to or wherever he stayed in the temples, there were very nice arrangements for Prabhupada's stay, nice quarters for Prabhupada. But then he used to say, because your parents have cursed me, I also cannot stay in one place more than just few days. Although the nice arrangements, I could have stayed longer, but your parents have cursed me. Like Daksha had cursed, only 3 days, get out. And then Srila Prabhupada wanted to stay in one place and translate his books, write his books. Then he used to say to his disciples or senior disciples, he used to say, now I want to transfer that curse unto you. That curse you may also travel more and more so that I could stay. I transfer the curse. I stay in one place because I want to write books. This was his vision. Excuse me. Anyway, this I was remembering, there was another gentleman, one time Prabhupada was traveling on a train, and one gentleman, he was traveling with his son, and he was approaching Srila Prabhupada for, Swamiji, please bless my son. Swamiji, please bless my son. And every now and then he would come with the son, please bless my son. Please bless my son. Then Prabhupada decided to bless his son. He said, give your son to me. Then this gentleman took his son away to some other compartment way at the end of the train or the last coach. And he never again approached Srila Prabhupada. That was just bothering. Please bless my son. Please bless my son. The parents also don't know what is a blessing. Anyway, you know, good to know that the alternative is there. The whole world is busy, the governments are busy, the whole educational system is busy just presenting one alternative, the mundane, materialistic approach, the kingdom of God. Mundane kind of kingdom of God. So one should know, are there some other alternatives? Does something else also exist? Does another kingdom exist? Is this the only lifestyle that there is? Are there only cinema songs, or there are some other kind of Hare Krishna song, or some other kind of songs also exist? Does only illusion exist, or does truth also exist? So good to know, preferably, at the beginning of our life. To know this, so then there's alternative. This alternative, then you take a pick, then you have a choice. So right now, the material world is not offering you any material world or materialistic leaders and parents and education ministers, and they are not offering any alternative. This is it. This is it. But then Krishna, very kindly, is making offer of this other alternative. Hey, I exist. Not only Maya exists, I exist. I am here. Haribol, look at me. Not me, look at Krishna. You're closing your eyes. Sleeping souls, sleepy souls. Wake up. Is only sleeping is the only alternative? Waking up. The other alternative is there. So, on behalf of Krishna, there are some other parties also, but the Hare Krishna party, Hare Krishna movement is adding this dimension, making this other alternative available. And you should be, I mean, everyone should be exposed to this, be made aware of this existence of the other alternative, the reality, the truth, the spiritual life, the spirit soul, the supreme spirit, our connection with Him. So that is what basically this Hare Krishna movement is doing with all age groups, especially our ISKCON Youth Forum is catering to the young generation. So the other party, the government and the parents and all of them together are making one presentation, one offer, one alternative. And here is another alternative on behalf of Krishna, God, devotees, acharyas, Bhagavad Gita is also there. Vrindavan is also there. There's also Krishna Prasad, not just matanam chikanam. There's other kind of, you can try this out. Try this food. Food for soul again. Here's a food for soul. Your soul is starving. Your soul is thirsty. Your soul is hungry. And then angry also. And frustration comes. And then Hare Krishna has come with Krishna Prasad. Try this out. Try this Krishna Prasad. This satisfies the soul. Person becomes satisfied, person becomes peaceful by Krishna Prasad and chanting Hare Krishna. And there's a philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So once you have been exposed to both of these alternatives, both options, then you could choose, take a pick, as they say. Then you could make decision. You are well informed, not kept in the darkness about the other alternative. Then you could take decision. Choose. Mm-hmm. And it is not, again, about joining full-time, as those who are willing, they are welcome, Krishna welcomes them. But the others could lead a whole life. But Krishna conscious life, which is good for them, good for their wife, good for their children, good for the family, the society, the country, the humanity at large. That kind of lifestyle. You can continue your job, become, get married, become family man. So that is also there. But at least you know what is what. Keeping Krishna in the center. Krishna in or on the mind. You lead life. Brahmacharya ashram is there. There's also grihastha ashram. Brahmacharya ashram is in the temple, and there are grihastha ashrams. We also have grihastha ashrams in temple also. We have some grihasthas. They're full-time married men. So they are full-time. They continue with their jobs, continue their family life near the temples. In the vicinity they stay. But lead a Krishna conscious family life and support or participate in Krishna consciousness or propagation of Krishna consciousness. Their own capacity. Okay, I think I should stop. Any questions you have or comments? Otherwise, we are happy. So far, we had only one base. Someone was calling student hostel. Hare Krishna student hostel. So we had one of them for all these years, and expansion is sign of progress or so we are multiplying from one to two, two student hostels or the bases or voices, there are different names. We had Nityanand Kutir and now we have Chaitanya Kutir. So more the merrier, they say. More merry. Happier. So we are happy that things are expanding, progressing, numbers are multiplying. So we welcome this new base called Chaitanya Kutir. And who is going to stay here? Only four? They are busy elsewhere, or one has gone to office already. Okay, so you have enough numbers? Eight. There's a lot of space here. Anything upstairs?
It's one room, someone else's room. It's not
with us. It's not with, just this floor. Yeah, still there's a lot of space and there's no one around. But they're not very far. They are behind you, in front of you. You should low-key, as they say. Initially, at least initially. Because Hare Krishna is this lot of, they call noise. Well, this is I don't create any kind of agitation or disturbance to the neighbors. Love thy neighbor. And Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Don't hate them. Any questions, any comments, any reporting, anything else? Yeah.
Is the number of souls constant?
Number of souls should be. Sanatana says, parts and parcels of the Lord are Sanatana, means eternal. When they existed in the past, they are existing now and they will continue to exist. So from this word meaning, or we could assume that number is constant. Where they come from, the spiritual sky, and from spiritual world to material world, some come, they get lost. They get illusioned. They come here, and some of the souls from here, they're going back to Krishna, Krishna Lok. So that two-way traffic is there. Then from one universe, they could also go to the next universe, nearby, neighboring universe. There are innumerable universes. There's supposed to be 400,000 varieties of human species. 4 lakh varieties of human species. Where are they? Some we have. But they could also be on the higher planets in the same universe. Some other yakshas and gandharvas and this and that, the different devatas, upadevatas, vanara. Is this Nara or is he human? Question, vanara, meaning kim purusha, there's some kim purusha, are they purushas, are they? Or other universes. So it seems that numbers are fluctuating or changing. The number
there is no difference between the Vrindavan, Madhava planet and the Goloka Vrindavan. But as we know, we cannot enter the Goloka Vrindavan without having a spiritual body. How do we enter in this Vrindavan?
Yeah, well, Krishna is kind. Like we don't, Krishna appears in the form of the deity. Otherwise we don't see. With our eyes we do not see the form of the Lord. And what to do? Lord appears in the form of Archya Vigraha, so that we could see Him. So likewise, Krishna allows us to enter this Vrindavan. But again, just physically bringing our body to Vrindavan is not the way to enter Vrindavan. Maybe you have not entered Vrindavan. You think you are in Vrindavan, but there could be a big question about whether you have reached Vrindavan, entered Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada used to say you cannot travel to or enter into Vrindavan by car or by train or by plane. And then Prabhupada says you should enter Vrindavan the way, who was it? Akrur. The way Akrur entered Vrindavan. Of course, he was in Mathura. From Mathura, he went to Vrindavan. And the kind of consciousness he had is Akrur. The way he was thinking of Krishna and Vrindavan, his devotion. He was very, very eager to meet Krishna. His whole attitude, his whole consciousness. So that's the way to enter Vrindavan. So there are 10 offenses against the holy dham. There are 10 offenses against the holy name. Thus nama prad, thus dhama prad. So there's a list. So unless, so if you are offending dham, then you cannot enter. So there's a, so avoid dham aparad, then you can enter. Those who reveal, this is the first dham aparad. Those who reveal dham unto you, those who introduce dham unto you, if you offend them, then you have offended dham also. And then, although you are maybe thinking you are in there, but in fact you are out of there, you are not in there. So like that, there are different things to do and not do to have a, to become adhikari, become eligibility to enter Vrindavan.
Yeah.
if those things won't happen, those things are a reminder that Krishna exists. Or this is not the place for us to be. This is not the place to be enjoyed. You get those reminders when some people say, why do the bad things happen to good people like me? No, I'm such a good person. Why bad things happen? But sometimes those bad things are good. If bad things would not happen, if everything good would happen to you in this world, you would never think of going, leaving this world. So the Kunti Maharani, she prays Kunti, mother of Pandavas, Vipadaha Santu Te Shashvat, Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru. And then, Apunar Bhava Darshanam, Yat Shat. Please send me calamities, send me bad things, as if they're not enough. Pandavas were already, so many things were happening to them, so many troubles. He says, send more. Send more difficulties, more troubles. Because then, bhavato yath, bhavat darshanam. That is the end. There's in the middle also, there's a third line. That says, so whenever there are difficulties, we will remember you. We'll come to you. Please help, help, protect Krishna. And as a result of this, she says, apunar bhava darshanam. Then we do not have to take darshan of this world again. We don't have to enter this world again. So send difficulties. When there are difficulties, we'll run to you. We'll come to you. We will have your darshan. And then we don't have to take darshan of this world again. So this is strategy of Kunti Maharani. Krishna is all good. He never does anything bad for us. He is our well-wisher. He is our loving father and friend. Okay, we could have spoken more. But yeah. Should we stop here? Or? What was that? One king, while he was doing hunting, he lost his finger. Then he was blaming, why did God did this to me? He was blaming God for losing the finger. And then in the same forest there was some Kali temple, and they were looking for someone to be offered a human sacrifice. They're looking for a human to be sacrificed, slaughtered for the pleasure of this Durga. So they were going around, they're searching for someone, and they found this king. And they dragged him to this Kali temple. And the priests were there before making offering to Kali. They were checking up the body of this person. Is he wholesome or something, some defect, something missing? And while searching, looking, they found one finger was missing. Say, no, this is not fit offering. Send him away. You get the point? So first time, when he lost the finger, he was not understanding, why did God did this to me? But soon he realized, thank you, God, thank you. I just only lost my finger, good. I didn't lose my head or the throat. Thank you. So like that also, those connections are there. All right, so we'll stop here. And whatever's the next program. Prasad. Yeah?